Senator Sabanayu testified on a recent Senate hearing about exporting to Cuba and increasing our agriculture relations. Can you give us more comments on that?
Absolutely. You know, as the leadership of the Agriculture Committee, Senator Roberts as chair and myself as ranking member, we were very pleased to hold this hearing this week. It was very positive and clearly showed the opportunities for American agriculture as we open opportunities in Cuba. And certainly that's true for us in Michigan. I had an opportunity to visit. I've visited twice in Cuba. The last time was in January, and talking to the Minister of Agriculture and to a variety of leaders there, you know, they're getting their products from places that are a lot farther away than 90 miles off their shore, like the U.S. is. They get their milk from New Zealand in powdered form, and our Michigan milk producers could certainly do a great job for them, and they are very interested in our beans and fruits and vegetables and potatoes and pork and all kinds of things. So what we heard from leaders talking about the opportunities. We also heard from the leadership of the USDA and the Treasury Department about the steps that need to be taken. We are in the process, I'm one of the leaders of an effort to totally lift the embargo with Cuba. That really is the step that needs to be taken to completely open up the borders. And after the hearing, I hope we're going to see even broader support to get that done.
As we move forward improving those relations with Cuba, how long do you suspect it will take before we do end up getting exports into that country?
Well, I think it's going to take a while. We do have some limited exports right now of agricultural goods, but it is very limited, and the rules have been that it has to be a cash purchase. President Obama did modify it within what he's allowed to do so that the Cubans don't have to pay for the purchase before it's shipped. Now they can wait until they receive it, but it still has to be a cash purchase. And so we do have some things that are getting in there on a limited basis, but financing is critically important. Our banks need to be able to finance these transactions directly with Cuban financial institutions. So that's the next step. And frankly, the Cubans have to open things up on their side. They've said for years that they want to open up trade, particularly around agriculture, and now they have to take some steps in order to make that happen as well.
As this moves forward, what's the potential impact for agriculture in Michigan and on the Cuban side?
Well, I think we're talking billions of dollars of trade opportunities. It's, of course, all of our commodities. It's also farm equipment. It was clear when I was talking to the Minister of Agriculture and other leaders in Cuba that they were talking about the fact that, for instance, that most of their farms are organized as co-ops and they don't even have one tractor for each co-op. So they need all kinds of inputs. They need equipment, a variety of things that we can provide them. It's a terrific market for us in agriculture and in manufacturing as well. And so the most important thing is that we get the embargo lifted so that the financing can be done. And then Cuba has to decide whether or not they're going to open things up. Right now, they allow only purchases by a government entity called Alimport. And if we're going to actually do business individually with farmers and businesses, they're going to have to make some changes on their end as well. So I think we are talking about a phase in over the next several years.